11,811. That's the resort at Massey's, and that seeks an appeal determination by the planning director. And that's the one that goes to the liquor.
And Mr. Chairman, if
liquor
I may.
Store.
Yeah, this one, and I'm sure you, there was a lot to digest on that, and I don't know if you are still contemplating it. One thing I would note for your benefit, and we just don't get these very often. This is one where in your calculus, you probably ought to be, this isn't a zoning application so much as it is a, you're like a judge here or a body.
Right.
Yeah, and so as you read that and review the record, as you've been reviewing, just something to keep in mind, because I know it is a little different type of thought process, so.
Yeah, we're here to make determined the appropriate small retail business or what, you know, what the ordinance says, whether it's included or not included.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Mr. Rickard. And you're basically looking at what the applicant was approved for,
right,
what their planned use is, and whether or not that is allowable under the circumstances.
The thing that I'm looking at, and then you just keep my mind on that and see if I'm right by telling the rest of the guys to keep their mind on the ordinance, right? Nothing else. In other words, is the ordinance, in other words, does it say a liquor store or doesn't it? Nothing else, not what the state says or what everybody else says.
Well, Mr. Ricker, I won't dive into that as much. And one thing on this, you know, I know typically I'll interject a lot with things. We're going through the standards on variances and special use exceptions. But this one being it's a legal determination by all of you, you know, this is one that's really appropriate for you all to make that decision. One thing that I would point out, and I know there was some discussion about the fact that, you know, or I shouldn't say the fact, but there had been some side discussions at that hearing about whether the applicant could apply for a conditional use or amendment for
right.
the conditional use. And that's not really the issue here.
That's right. Okay.
It's not so much about what he could do. It's really about is what he's trying to do allowed. So.
Right.
That'd be
the
kind
ordinance
of the one
itself, right? The ordinance itself is what we concentrate on.
Yeah, it's
on.
It's a fairly narrow issue.
Yeah.
I know there was a lot kind of thrown at you all too, so but
okay.
Yeah, that's really that's a decision for you all, not for me.
Okay.
Is everybody ready or they want to look at it again or review it more or
more time to review it?
Huh? You want more time? Okay.
So you want to table it to our next regular meeting also?
Yep.
Do I have a motion then on that?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,811 to our next regular meeting also, which is on September the 12th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Becker?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway, so by a vote 5-0, case number 11,811 is tabled also till our next regular meeting. And Kate, what do we got here? I just found that. We got a case that's still open.
Sybil Luden?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it's for what?
Oh, God.
For a survey?
Yes.
Okay.
They are trying to figure something out
also,
if there's
yeah.
something
okay.
possible.
Two of us were talking it over, and I said, do you have this? He says, yeah, I have that. I said, what are we doing to that?
That's what I had. Okay, so
awaiting.
I thought it was. You're still waiting for it?
Yes.
It hasn't come in. Okay.
Okay. All right. Just so.
Thank you for that. Gentlemen, is there anything else?
No, I'd make a motion. We adjourn.
Have a second to that motion.
Sorry.
All those in favor of the motion? Here's a voting sign.
Nay.
Hey, you won't stay then. Motion is
all
adjourned.
By myself.
Subject to call. Everybody have a safe Memorial Day.